views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee.
And Hubster Daryl.
So, what do we have going on tonight?
Well, we're going to get into a really good topic here. In fact, as the day has gone on, it has really resonated that much more with me. But before we get there, we are coming to all of you right now from the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach. And in our door walked somebody that I would like to introduce to all of you. I would like you to all mentally say hello to Stacy, who is the CEO of Readings by Stacy. And she's joined us here for a couple minutes before we get into our kickoff topic. Stacy, thanks so much for popping in.
It's a pleasure to be here as always.
Well, you came to meet us in such an interesting and roundabout way.
Actually, it goes along the topic of what we have tonight. I was wondering about a guy that was in my life, and I came to you based off some random ad that I saw that I thought was in California. And I'd been reading tarot cards for 15 years prior, and I hadn't gotten any answers. And then you taught me your method, and ever since then, I've been reading for my friends and families. And I've done probably about 5,000 readings so far, and so far I've been correct on all of them.
And she is awesome in terms of her accuracy. And while it may seem like I'm patting myself on the back, I want all of you to know that this girl brings an incredible talent to her readings, to a degree of sensitivity that I have not seen often amongst most of my students. So I love how you feel emotionally invested when you give readings. I think that's really important for that individual who's receiving a reading from you. Feels as if you really care. And I've noticed that you really put a lot of time and effort into that. And I'm grateful that my grandmother taught me this method so that I could all of a sudden run a little Google ad, which I'd never done before, and in you came. And so it was as if that Google ad was meant to be an open door for you to become one of the best students I've ever had.
Actually, a lot of people came in that day.
They did. It was a very full day. So you never know what Spirit's going to bring you, do you?
When Spirit wants you to see something, Spirit brings it to you.
Now, you said that you had a special little offer for our callers tonight.
Anyone that calls in can email me at stacy@psychiclovedoctor.com, S-T-A-C-Y, just S-T-A-C-Y, and you'll get a free complimentary reading from me.
How about that? And if you miss that email address, I think we're going to be able to gather some email addresses here during the show that we will turn over to Stacy, and she will make contact with you. And these will be 100% confidential personal prophecy readings. And I think that you will, I'm hoping anyway, that people will find that they really resonate with them. And I thank you for making that offer. You know, it isn't easy for people to suddenly just pick up a phone and find themselves, you know, being heard on a national level. A lot of people do have questions that they would like to have addressed during the show, but there's just something about the enormity of hearing yourself or having others hear you. And we will often say, please email us if you have a question. We'll do our best to bring it in during the show. So, Stacy, do you have any final thoughts? I know that you have to get on your way here, but anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, thank you for letting me stop in, and it's always a pleasure to see you and the hubby.
Well, one of these days, everybody, I'm going to get Stacy in here, and we'll have her conduct readings for the show. But for now, This goes out to everyone. If you call in for a reading during the show, you are also going to be put in touch with Readings by Stacy, with Stacy personally. And that will be your opportunity to get a nice private reading and consultation from her. So thank you very much, Stacy. Take care.
You too.
All right. Take it easy, Stacy.
So we have for our topic tonight, which was actually sent in by a listener who suggested it. And thank you to that listener and all who wish to ever suggest a good conversation topic. Get in touch. Email us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
And we'll do our best to address it. This topic is, why do I keep attracting the wrong people? Now, you know, it's amazing how we don't often recognize that we're attracting the same kind of people.
Yeah, I know. Especially on a Friday evening when people go out, tend to go out, attract all sorts of the wrong people.
Well, yes, that does kind of come with all that mixing and mingling, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
Well, now, of course, it can seem as if we attract all kinds of the wrong people into our lives. And before we get really into this, I see we already have a caller, which we're going to take that call after the upcoming break. But you may want to give our phone number for others that will want to call in.
For those that want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819.
Here's the thing, boyfriends or girlfriends, and equally husbands or wives, friends, coworkers, you name it. Sometimes they can all seem to be the wrong people. And we wonder, what the heck? Why am I getting all of these people in my path who are wrong for me and only make my life seem more complicated and miserable? Well, here, I want to say this. Here to me is the kicker. Personal prophecy, which is the method that my grandmother taught me, for those of you who are new with us, she taught me this method using an ordinary deck of playing cards that I use in giving readings to myself and to the public. I've learned over the past three decades that I have worked with this method and have been giving readings that it isn't so much that these people are wrong for us, it's more that we are right for them.
Right.
I know now that's kind of a heavy thought, but
yeah, it is, but it makes sense too.
In other words, these people have been put in our path because there's so much that we can do in helping them, but they're also doing something for us.
Right.
Major learning experiences is what they're bringing our way. Maturing experiences, and probably the most important of all, emotional and spiritual growth. Think back yourself right now. You can't think of everybody, but I mean, just kind of do a sweep of all the people that you've met. Which are the ones that really stand out? I think a lot of times it's the ones that brought us the most pain, the ones that needed the most help, the ones that were the most difficult.
Right.
Some of them might even be our own children.
Some of them are.
You're right. But you know, the cards have always expressed intuitively to me that we draw to us those people and experiences that we need in terms of our own personal growth. So it's all a part of the big makeup of what we call physical existence here on this round ball that we're on. And the thing I like to remind myself, because the cards have told me so many times, life is not an amusement park.
No, it's not.
It's a laboratory. It's a classroom. And we're all in our little seats, and we are all just doing experiments and charting and researching and, you know, learning in the process.
It's also a barrel. That barrel can either be empty, where you're living alone, no love in your life, no friends, no family, no nothing. Or it can be full of friends, full of love, full of family.
You're right, Daryl, that's so true.
And it's up to you to decide which way you want to live that.
Huh. And it is a free choice.
Yeah.
So many people think that they are trapped in a cage or they are somehow mired in like a quicksand that they can't get out of.
Right.
And all you have to do, though, is shift your focus just a little bit.
Yep.
And, oh, my goodness, there's a rope. There's a key. There's a way out of these entrenchments that we find ourselves in.
Yeah. All it takes is a shift of focus from, say, maybe just as an example, a non-positive focus to a slightly more positive.
Exactly. One. Myself, I'm a problem solver by nature.
Yeah.
So I look at every situation as, okay, how can this be fixed? What can I do or suggest? And some people, though, don't like to be around fixers. They would rather have you wallow with them. And I just can't put that kind of negative spin on my day, let alone my life.
Yeah, they want you to roll in the mud with them.
They do. And we'll get back to that.
Right. All right, let's take a break here. We'll be right back. If you want to give us a call, that number is 1-800-930-2819.
And Raul is on deck.
Yep. See you after the break.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Our topic for tonight is, why do I keep attracting the wrong people? If you want to call and talk to us, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And Deborah uses a ordinary deck of playing cards to give you a intuitive personal prophecy reading with a 21-card layout.
And everyone who calls in tonight is going to get a free reading via email from Stacy herself, from Readings by Stacy.
Right.
And she is one of my number one graduates of my card reading course. So please call us. All right, shall we?
Let's go to Raul.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Raul.
Hello, 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 friend.
Hello there.
How are you?
We're good.
And how are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing good. I'm always excited to talk to you. I can't get enough for you every time. I, you know, really, really look forward to your show.
Oh, you are buttering me up big time. I love it.
I wanted to know if I can, you know, I always ask about love, but I'm wondering if you can add a little twist to it, a little bit of my finance. How can I improve my relationship with my finance? And would you be able to help me with that?
Did you catch the, can you maybe repeat it a little bit, Raul? We didn't, you were breaking up a little.
Yes. How can I improve or do things better with my finance, with money?
Finance.
Okay. With finances. Okay. Yeah, we can do that for you.
That'll be awesome.
It's hard in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're bombarded. I'm laying your cards out now, hon. We're bombarded with this next telephone and that next piece of technology. And now the credit cards are giving us all rewards. Oh, boy.
I know. You're reading it already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very, very hard. But you know what? My initial impression as I'm laying out your cards is that I think you worry more than you need to. I'm hearing as I look at these cards, it's all going to work out. Try not to worry so much. And we'll look at this a little more closely. But try not to focus so negatively about finances. Remember, it basically says to the universe, I'm enjoying worrying. Give me some more. And you don't want more. You want to say to yourself, hey, this is all going to work out.
Yep.
After all, mm-hmm. if you think about it, money is what? It's cloth.
It's expendable.
It is. And we either have it, and when we have it, we spend it. And when we don't, then we worry about it.
Right.
So you need to focus, hon, on flow, lots of flow. Once you feel that sense of abundance, I'm perceiving some fantastic ideas coming to you. You work in someone else's business, don't you?
I'm sorry? I work for someone else, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm perceiving from your cards that as you shift your focus away from not enough money to there will always be enough, I'm seeing an idea beginning to materialize for you that will start as a little seed and it's going to grow. And this will become a very lucrative, if you could start it out as a side business. But I feel eventually you're going to step in completely. And this business has incredible potential for the future. Is this something you've toyed with maybe on and off here and there?
Yeah, I would like to be a holistic coach. I love coaching and switching people's perspective. I love that.
Well, it's more than just a desire. I really feel that this is a calling. I think we might have addressed this at another time.
I think we have.
I feel like I've talked about it. Yeah. Your thinking about it is really your intuitiveness leading and guiding you toward taking those steps. What I am perceiving is that you are going to become a front runner in terms of holistic treatment for those who are dealing with extremely grave illnesses, cancer, survival after a stroke, COPD. I just feel that there will be an entire spectrum of these, and some of them are end stage. You know, when we go to doctors, which I like to refer to as men of science, that's where they're coming at us from, right? Is science.
Yes.
And they poo-poo so often the body's own ability to achieve homeostasis, which is health and healing.
Right.
So they'll say, here, take this pill. I'm not sure if it's going to work or not, but give it a shot. Where I feel that Raul is going to tap into an entire industry for himself and become...
Oh, wow.
You could actually... Seriously, I'm not saying this just to pump sunshine up your skirt, okay? I'm saying this because I mean it. You could literally become a spokesperson for the entire field as far as he has worked and researched and understands it. So don't be afraid to start you know, to learn, picking some things up here and there. You don't have to completely immerse yourself up to your neck. Mm-hmm. But I think that once you get started, you will really be a sponge.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to step out there.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. And Daryl, remember, sits here living on a daily basis with lung cancer, which is considered incurable.
Right.
And he would be like the front of the line of men like him that would come forward for an alternative healing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get all the alternative healing I can get when I can get it. I'm a firm believer in it. I have one doctor that says, hey, great. I got another one that says, I don't really believe in that stuff. I said, well, you don't have to. I do. So, well, I'm going to do what I got to do to make myself feel good.
And the one thing that is really hard about the whole medical industry, we'll call it, and I apologize to all those medical professionals out there who may be listening, but you're going to know who I'm talking about, that if they actually cure people, they're going to lose a lot of business.
Yeah, they are.
You know, the pharmaceutical companies, the doctors, what are they going to do? Hospitals? So there's somebody like Raul and the others that are coming forward in this huge, what I perceive to be a huge wave of holistic care and treatment, that are going to say, hey, that's fine. You want to focus on symptoms and not on healing? We'll take over from here.
Right.
So seriously, Raul, I think you should really give this some of your time and attention.
Well, thank you very much, Deborah. I've heard about Daryl's, and I've actually never officially, you know, send him healing love and all that good stuff to him. Oh. So hopefully everything, you know, can receive that fully.
Oh, thank you. So.
Thanks so much, Raul. That means a lot to him. He is working every day to maintain a normal life and keep a positive attitude. He writes affirmations in a special notebook every day.
Yep.
And while they told him what he has is incurable, it is survivable. And yet we hear about miracle stories all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks so much. We love hearing from you.
Yeah,
thank you. So I hope you will be in touch. And
yes,
he will be hearing from Stacy.
Yes, you will be hearing from Stacy the next day or so. I'll make sure she gets your email.
Great.
All right, Raul, we'll take care.
Blessings for both of you. Thank you very much.
And you can be a guest on my show sometime and teach us what you've learned.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yep.
All right. Take care.
It'll be fine. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, I love when we start off like that. It's such a positive
note.
And really, when you think about positive energy, everything about us is pure energy.
You got some reasons why we keep ending up with the wrong people.
Oh, I do. I found this just by chance, if there is such a thing. I have a tendency, when I go out to search, I guess, Google, I treat Google like it's a real person. So the question I'm thinking, I just put into Google. And I wanted to know, what are some of the reasons that we attract the wrong people? As I say, personal prophecy has already taught me many insights pertaining to that. But I was able to, right, boom, in front of my face. I was suddenly made acquaintance with a website called RosineKaplot.com. And we're going to give her website here a big send-up, because what she wrote pertaining to the reasons why we keep attracting the wrong kind of people really struck a note for both of us.
Right.
And truly resonated for this show. So, Daryl, what would you think is a huge reason why we would think that we're attracting the wrong people?
Because we just don't hit it off with them. I mean, we talk to them, we get to know them a little bit, but we don't really connect.
Right, and a lot of us have this stored up energy from bad or difficult or traumatic experiences that have happened to us that make it really hard for us to receive somebody as who isn't going to be a threat or put us at some kind of risk. You know, I have to say this, among my male clientele, they will insist, oh, everything is just fine, I'm fine, you know, my relationships are fine, but I find that they were so emotionally traumatized by a certain woman or a male partner that truly devastated them, that it's like a form of PTSD.
Yeah, it is kind of.
And they will get so far into a relationship and then it's like they head for the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to get somebody to trust you to say, come on, you can step out from the bushes. It won't have to be like it was.
Right.
You don't have to face getting hurt. But then how many times does it still actually happen? We have to have good coping skills.
Yes, we do.
So
personal prophecy is a good way to deal with this too. It'll tell you before you even meet the guy or girl if it's the wrong person.
Well, and so true. Or if they're even at a level that they can connect with you.
Right.
You can have all the feelings in the world and be madly crushing on somebody, and the cards will say, oh, sure, he'll go out with you, but his heart belongs to the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, or, yeah, he'll go out with you, but it's just a booty call.
A booty call. Oh, yes, those wonderful, wonderful
one-nighters.
Misadventures in the dark, as Martina McBride says in one of her songs, where you get hit with all those, I've never met anybody like you before. Or, wow, did it hurt?
Yeah.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And some people can really work it.
One of the worst pickup lines ever.
Well, they know that being straight up is never likely going to work. Almost, no. It can sometimes, it does, I suppose. Sometimes. Now, when we come back from this next break, if we have a caller, we'll go right to that reading. So please, everybody, get ready. Call us.
Yep. Phone number's 1-800-930-2819. And we'd really love to hear from people tonight. Having a good time here. We got a lot to talk about yet. All right. Talk to you in a few.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When we come from a place of need, we're really coming from fear that we won't have or get something dear to us. The irony is that we already are living without it. When we step into our authenticity, that's when we realize we don't have it anyway. So just the honesty of it is painful. But now, shift into the place where you know it's coming, know it's there for you, and know it's part of your reality in the universe right now. Yes, there may be some tightness you feel in your field, but stay with it. That's just anxiety that it might not happen, and you're just getting your hopes up. Really? Whose voice is that? Learn more about how to be strong as you bravely step into your authentic living that is loaded with abundance. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and go to my website at lesliefontaine.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our host, Deborah Lee. Our topic for today is, why do I keep attracting the wrong people?
Thank you, Daryl. And yeah, we still have some information that we can share. As I mentioned in a previous segment, that I managed to somehow put in my path, Rosine Kaplot's website. And if any of you want to go there to learn more about what I'm going to share with you, it is rosinekaplot.com. Okay. And she shared reasons why we keep attracting the wrong people. Now, one thing I'd like to stress here from her website is that when we give our attention to something, it immediately shifts our energy. When she writes, when I focus on something I love, my energy becomes more loving and more positive. When I focus on something I think is bad, my energy immediately shifts toward the negative. We are permanently modulating our energy through our focus. Mm. I like that.
I like that.
If you focus too much on things you dislike, she writes, and don't want, your energy is going to be predominantly negative. And as a result, it's not surprising if you attract predominantly negative experiences and all the wrong people. Now, myself, I've always lived a life of being very hopeful. It's always been, even as a little girl, I felt like, well, we all have to be here. We may as well make the best of it. And even in my play, in my fantasy life as a kid growing up, it was always with a very positive spin to it.
Right.
And if I think that those of us who do feel this way, we go through life a little bit differently than those who are as if they have magnets all over their body and are saying, negativity, come right. Attach yourself.
Right. Basically what she's saying is maintain a positive attitude. If you have that, everything will be good.
And I always have said to myself, what I need is going to be there for me. I just have to have the faith. For instance, we've been taking care of a little girl on and off, and she was going to start school leaving from our home. But the designated bus stop for her to catch the bus was, I think it's like 2 blocks from her house, and she's 5 years old, and that's a pretty long way for a little girl to walk. But I also had other children in the home at that time. The first day I took the chance of taking her down the street in a rush and planning to get right back. And I knew I had to find somebody. And I suddenly turned around and there was this woman standing there with a little boy. And I went up to her and I said, hello. And I introduced myself and I said, I'm wondering if we could ask you for help. And I put it out to her saying, this little girl needs to get to the bus stop every day. Since you walk apparently by our house every day, could you possibly stop and... And, you know, immediately she said, absolutely we can. And there hasn't been a day that woman has not come to collect that little girl.
Yep.
Or to bring her home. And, you know, I feel that was put in my path because I felt that what I needed was going to be there. Now, please don't think, though, that I've always had this kind of positivity. Remember, I spent 15 years trying to prove the cards wrong.
Yeah.
And things didn't really start to take shape until I stopped doing that and started to let the cards actually guide me.
Right.
So, as speaking more concerning this website, she writes, this Rosine Kaplot writes, sometimes we do attract the wrong kind of people because what we are putting out is not authentic. If we project a distorted image of ourselves, we will attract people who resonate with this distorted image. And these might be the wrong kind of people for who we really are.
Hmm.
For instance, if low self-esteem and self-rejection are not attractive.
Right.
Okay. If we don't get along well with ourselves, why would these people who would be right for us get along with us either?
very true.
So I guess you have to really kind of like yourself.
Yeah, you have to like yourself for other people to like you.
After all, they resonate with us. I love that word, resonate. So if we are not satisfied with ourselves, they won't be either. Right. The thing is, in my work with personal prophecy, when people come to me, I see a lot of these personality, flaws or little deficits.
Quirks.
And I will stress to them, you're perhaps surrounded by people that are very aggressive and very pushy because you need to basically learn from them and stand up for yourself more.
Right.
Rather than saying, oh, they're just going to crush you.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah, we have to, in my work and everything, I have to be pushy sometimes with people. And when I am, I realize that they're not on the same level I am. And I have to back up a little bit, come about it in a little different way and help them. Help them to learn. Help them to learn what they need to do next.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes we do expect an awful lot of people.
Oh, I do. I mean, I spent 22 years in the Navy, and you expect a lot out of your people all the time, and you push them to give you more.
And there's a right way and a wrong way.
Right.
You know, right, if you browbeat them and tell them how worthless they are, I don't think you're going to get much out of them.
No, you're going to get less and less out of them every time you do it. But if you go to them and say, hey, I need a hand, I need a favor, go take care of this.
And
9 times out of 10, oh, yeah, we'll get right on it. And they do
better than you could have ever expected.
Right. They'll give you 125% instead of 25%.
Myself, I have always been a problem solver. And I'm sure there are many of you out there who are like me. If somebody has a problem, we're going to find a solution. We're going to put our energy into fixing it. It's those other ones that like to be mired in quicksand up to their necks, and they're wallowing, and they seem to just enjoy all this misery, and no matter what you suggest to them as a constructive solution, they don't want it.
Right. Oh, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you can.
Oh, it'll never turn out like that, you know, good like that.
Yeah, well.
Nobody's ever going to love me.
You just got to shift that focus.
It's like you want to grab them by the shoulders and say, knock it off.
Don't laugh. I've done that a time or two.
So, and in relationships, you know, sometimes there's going to be difficulties. For instance, lack of trust or actual infidelity.
Right.
When a partner is so insecure that they have to police the other one, to me, this relationship is becoming toxic.
Yeah.
For both.
Yes.
I mean, if you have to sneak around because your partner won't like you being out to lunch with, say, your girlfriends or your mother, something is really off in terms of that relationship.
Or if somebody's texting all the time and you got to see what they're saying all the time.
And they're hacking your computer.
Hacking your computer, hacking your phone, finding out what you're doing every minute of every day.
These people can go to counseling, and you know a majority of them I feel will get helped. But there's also those that maybe need to take a step back. This is something I often see in readings. You need to disconnect. You go your way. You go yours. For the person that was, say, constantly being attacked or constantly not being trusted, that person needs to restore themselves. To not feel guilty for wanting to be happy and have some independence. The other person needs to cope with these insecurities.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Say people take this break. When they reconnect after this break, is their life going to be better? Is it going to be status quo of basically the same? Or is it going to get better, or is it going to get worse?
What a great question. And what I've got to say to you on that is I would turn to a reading of, you know, using personal prophecy, and it's going to tell me unequivocally which way it's going to ultimately go.
Okay.
Now, we can still work with that. There are still many things that we can do with, say, a negative read.
Right.
The card just saying, based on the path you're taking right now, this is the direction you're going. But we can say, well, wait a minute. Let's put some alteration in that path.
Uh-huh.
Let's improve this future before we even get there. And with that, we'll have to pick this up after the break in a minute. Please call in, those of you that would be interested in getting a reading. The number for the show is 1-800-930-2819. Please call us.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Debra Lee. Debra's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Debra how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Debra Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Debra Lee, our host.
And you, Daryl, the resident hubster.
Yes. We were discussing why do I keep attracting the wrong people.
That's right.
And we had some reasons of why we do that.
Yes. To reiterate, I had found Rosine Kaplott's website, rosinekaplott.com, suddenly in my path today, and it really resonated with me. And we've been sharing some of her insights pertaining to the reasons why we keep attracting the wrong people. I'd like to also share where she writes, everything is energy. The energy of the people who gravitate towards you will match in some way the energy of your physical body. If I'm going to scan down here a little bit. You attract people based on your beliefs.
Right.
You think about that. If you have limiting beliefs about who you can attract and who you can't, you will probably be proven right. That's why I say in my life, I've always tried to be positive. I can't say I necessarily had a very happy childhood.
Right.
When you become, say, the adult child of alcoholics, you go out into the world not fully equipped, you're addicted to the upset and the trauma and the drama. Right. And sometimes you will actually create it because normalcy doesn't feel normal.
Right.
You know, you're missing those Christmas trees being fired out the door and everything being shattered. And
you just got to remember everybody is A, B, normal.
True. Very true. And Daryl, I've seen in your history, the friends that you've attracted have been pretty decent people.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
So I think if everybody takes a moment and looks at all of those that you've had in your life who played a role, to me, if you actually look, you'll see the lesson. The discernment that came, maybe from having partner after partner who was the same bad boy, and why we women are attracted to that bad boy guy, I don't know. But it wasn't until Daryl I decided, hey, guess what? Been there, done that, had enough. And I took 4 years and just got myself back together where I knew who the heck Deborah was.
Right.
And that's when you came along, the healthiest relationship I've had yet. And
Thank you. And
people often comment, wow, look at the two of you. But I think that when you really are in a healthy place with yourself, then you will attract healthy people to you.
And my previous relationship wasn't the greatest thing in the world either. Yeah, it was long term. First 7 years were, yeah, pretty good. After that, it just kept sliding downhill and downhill and downhill. So it just got to the point where enough was enough.
But you didn't let it ruin you either.
No.
You knew what you wanted. And maybe that's the thing. I feel there's a cycle in terms of marriage, probably in terms of every kind of relationship, where about the 25-year mark, it's like that cycle completes.
Right.
And it's time for a new one. Now, I know when we first got together, I said, Daryl, I would be more than happy to agree to, say, a 5-year negotiable contract for a renewal.
Right. I remember
in marriage. And we would put in some clauses that if one or the other were to, say, stray, that other individual is going to owe the non-straying partner damages that would be of a financial nature.
Right.
A lot in terms of a financial nature.
I remember that conversation.
But you really do feel in your heart when you have connected with the right people. I mean, like, for instance, here at the Healing Fountain. I dreamed of this. Never knew the place existed, but I dreamed that I would find a work home, you know, and have a work family. And it was all those things that I really resonated as far as feeling of completeness for me.
Mm-hmm.
And voila, here we are. So to those who are out there, and I don't want to get too short here on the time, I know a lot of you are driving, you're fixing dinner, you're out for cocktails, whatever the case might be. We know you can't immediately call in. But if you get a chance to listen to this in the archives, and if you ever do have a question, please feel free to email me. That would be a Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. I would love to address your question, your situation.
And Deborah spelled the long one.
Yes, that's right. Deborah. And I would love to address your issue in a reading for you on the air. If you still can't manage to listen to us live, you can always find us in the archives. And Daryl, like you always mention when we get toward the top of the hour, when it's time for us to get ready to go.
Yes. We have an app out there. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. It's totally free. Gives you a one-card reading. You ask it a question, it gives you a one-card reading that is very accurate.
Kind of scary accurate sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you might...
Some people say they don't get what they ask, you know, what the question that they ask, the answer doesn't pertain to, but it gives you the answer that you need. May not be for that question, but it's an answer that you need.
And it may not be all rainbows and unicorns either.
Sometimes it's mud and dirt. Yeah.
But then it gives you something to prepare yourself for. And in that simple act of preparation, that's when we are actually creating new reality. And I love that. Every reading is a whole new, well, set of circumstances, really. We'll be looking for trends. We'll be looking for what really resonates in our lives. And like we were saying earlier, you don't have to feel that you're trapped in a hopeless, helpless life. There is such and sense of ease in being able to just put one foot in front of the other. And the next thing you know, it's a sunrise over darkness. And it comes from hope. It really does.
Yep. Comes from hope. Comes from having a positive attitude, positive energy around you. There's nothing you can't do.
So when troubling, difficult people come into your life, you find them on your path, I feel they're supposed to be there. They are there for you to learn some important
lessons
for you to have maturing experiences.
Growth.
Giving. Just giving of yourself. You know, I have a real problem with organized religion. All the giving seems so easy and convenient. Oh, here's $20 for the poor. Over here, have some winter coats we aren't even going to wear anymore. But where's the real giving, the hard, the get your hands dirty? Those are usually people that aren't even stepping in a church. Oh, we have a caller. Let's try to get this one in.
All right, let's go. Hello, how are you?
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Lucky.
Lucky.
Okay.
Yes, I'm calling.
How are you,
London.
Lucky?
Yes.
What can we do for you today?
Yes, I saw it on Periscope. That's free reading today.
Yes.
Yes. And we're very short on time, but we are going to give you a free reading in email from Stacy of Stacy Readings by Stacy. Now, if you give me a real quick question, I can give you a reading right now on the spot.
Okay, I just need reading about my future.
Okay, about your future?
Yes.
About my what would you like to have happen, Lucky?
My present circumstances.
Would you like love, career? Where do you want to go with this?
Regarding success in life, success.
Okay, professional life?
Yes, professional life, yes.
Okay, Lucky, I am preparing your cards. Like I said, we're doing this really fast because we're just about ready to call it a night here. But we're here every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And however that translates for you calling to us from London.
Okay.
How did you find us, Lucky? Yes.
I saw it on Periscope now, just about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Lucky, I'm going to tell you really fast here. You are going to make a huge change in terms of your professional life. It's something that you've always wanted to do, and it's going to be fantastic. Please, hon, give us an email address to the station, and let's have you call us next week for a reading that can be more complete. We got to run. I'm really sorry. Thanks so much, everybody.
Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.